Hi there, I'm Jacob, and you're listening to Down Gilead Lane.
Welcome to Coleraine's Fall Festival Field Day.
Kenny, look out!
Mikey, I can't run that fast.
Looks like the swelling's already gone down.
I said I was sorry.
Have you ever had a good friend disappoint you? What can you do about it? Well, let's see how Brooke handles it at the Coleraine Fall Festival.
Brooke, when do we get to start playing all the games?
Pretty soon, Timmy. Becca has to sing first.
Luke's sister, Becca?
Yeah, she's singing the national anthem for us.
Why?
Timmy, don't you remember? Field Day always opens with the national anthem, and Haley just tried out for it yesterday.
Be nice, Mikey. This is Timmy's first official field day. He doesn't know all that.
Morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Coleraine's Fall Festival Field Day. I'm Coach Stevens, and we're about to begin a day of fun and games for the whole family. We hope you enjoy it. All right. To start us off, please stand for the singing of the national anthem, sung this year by Becca Taylor. Becca, come on up. Becca? Becca, you out there? Well, it doesn't appear that she's here. Whew. Do we have any volunteers from the audience?
Find her, Luke?
No, and I checked everywhere.
Well, when's the last time you saw your sister?
Last night. She went out with the Richters, and I was in bed before she got home.
Well, she must have a curfew. Have you talked to your dad?
He's really busy, and I don't think he even knew she went out last night.
All right, Brooke, your brothers and sister are signing up for some field day events right now. We'll go make sure they're okay, and then we'll help you guys look for Becca.
Thanks, Dad.
It's really okay, Mr. Morrison. I mean, I don't want to make a big deal out of it yet. Becca's been pulling this kind of stuff all year.
Not showing up for things when she's supposed to be there?
Just ask my dad. She's hardly ever on time for work.
Somehow that doesn't make me feel better, Luke.
Oh, me neither. All right, we'll be at the park with the kids, so check back with us in 15 minutes, and we'll decide what to do, okay?
Okay, Dad. See ya.
You really want to do the egg toss too, Haley?
I already signed us up for that. We're partners.
And am I with you for the three-legged race, Mikey?
Justin and I are going to do it, Timmy.
Well, I can be the third leg.
No, Timmy, a three-legged race doesn't work like that. See, the reason it's called a three... Oh, never mind. Listen, there's only one group from each family. Those are the rules, and you're still too little to do this race.
If Brooke were here, she'd do it with me. And we'd beat you because her bigness plus my littleness would make us just right.
Well, she's not doing stuff this year, Timmy. She's in high school now.
But I'm finally big enough to do stuff, and she's not even here.
She'll be here. She's just not competing. Now, Mikey, I have a strategy this year, and I think we can win.
A strategy?
Yeah, I worked it out last night. The winners are getting free tickets to the Science Museum this year, so I really want to win.
Science Museum? Maybe we could trade them in for tickets to a pro ball game.
Mikey!
I'm only joking. Believe me. Beating the Richters is enough for me. Let's go practice.
I just want to stop at home real quick, Brooke. I've got to pick up my cell phone.
Your cell phone?
Yeah, I know. Dad got me a bag of phones just in case he needs us at the store. I'm still not used to it, though. I keep forgetting to take it.
Whoa, danger zone. Looks like your front closet threw up all over the hallway.
Haha, very funny. It was Becca's turn to clean this week. I guess she just hasn't gotten around to it.
Guess not.
Yeah, just let me quick grab the phone and then...
Luke, is that you?
Becca? Becca?
Bex, have you been here the whole time?
Where else would I be?
Well, you should have been at the festival field day singing the
national
anthem.
I can't believe I forgot. Why didn't you wake me?
Well, I didn't know you were here. And I had to help Dad before the sun even rose this morning.
Well, what'd they do?
Coach Stevens ended up singing it.
Oh, hi, Brooke.
What are you doing here?
Luke had to grab his cell phone and we were looking for you. We all got a little scared when he didn't take the stage.
Speaking of, I'd better go grab that. It's probably Dad.
I'm surprised you're even talking to me after yesterday.
Actually, so am I. Really, though, I was pretty mad we didn't show last night. I waited for a long time.
I'm sorry, Brooke.
But then, I just started thinking about it. And you've been my best friend since I can remember. I don't want to lose you.
But I messed up. I blew the chance you gave me to make up for what a jerk I've been since high school started.
Okay, do you want me to be mad at you? Because it seems like you're trying to talk me into it.
No, it's just... Well, I didn't think you'd forgive me again.
Hey, I gotta go down to help Dad at the booth. It's really busy. You want to go back to your mom and Dad?
No, I think I'll stay here a while.
Okay, well, I'll stop at the park to tell your parents we found Bex then.
Thanks.
Bye.
Your mom and Dad were worried?
Of course. You were missing. Who wouldn't be worried?
Well, I don't see my dad running around looking for me.
Bex.
No, it's no big deal. And I'm used to it, right? I mean, she's been gone for over 3 years now, and he might as well have left with her.
Don't say that, Becca. Your dad loves you. He just...
For real. At least I have your mom and dad to worry about me. But tell me about Coach Stevens. Was he just awful?
Are you sure you don't want to talk about it?
Coach Stevens, Brooke. Can he carry a tune?
Maybe if somebody gave him a bucket.
Oh, really? But it couldn't have been as bad as the year Brad Smith did it, right?
Poor Brad. If only his voice didn't start to change.
Oh, say, can you see?
But the best fall festival, hands down, was the one where the Richters got the roller coaster set up in Little Coleraine.
Are you kidding? Brooke, I had to drag you onto that thing.
Cotton candy? I don't know. It's so high up and fast.
It's a roller coaster, Brookie. It's supposed to be fast.
Look, there's no line. We can get right on.
Lucky us.
Step right up here, ladies. You're just in time.
Here we go.
Becca, I want to get off.
Here, take my hand, Brookie. You'll be okay. Isn't it? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, fun.
Okay, what do you want to do now?
Cotton candy.
But I only said I'd buy it for you if you didn't like the ride.
Hey up, Becca.
Fine. I'm sure my mom has some cash. Hey, Mom!
You tried to weasel your way out of that cotton candy. Good thing your mom showed up when she... Becca, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just... Well, I just don't like thinking about when things were normal, you know?
Becca.
I mean, before she left, we were at least a family. Moms aren't supposed to leave, Brooke. They're supposed to love you no matter what.
She didn't leave because she doesn't love you, Becca.
Listen, I don't want to talk about it, okay?
Okay. You know, the fireworks are down by the lake tonight. I'm supposed to meet Luke there later. You should sit with us.
I don't know.
In honor of old times, I'll buy you some cotton candy.
You mean you'll buy you some cotton candy?
Give you the message?
Yep. Why didn't Becca come with you?
She was gonna clean up their house. It's a wreck, and I think she was a little embarrassed. Ever since Mrs. Taylor left, it just seems like a ghost town over there.
Is Becca all right?
Yeah, she's even gonna meet Luke and me for the fireworks at the lake tonight.
Oh, great.
Good. I'm glad that you got all that taken care of and that you're back here.
Why?
Timmy's been looking around for you every 5 minutes. He and Haley are about to do the egg toss.
Why has he been wanting me around so bad?
Oh, I think he just feels like it's finally his turn to be part of all this, and he doesn't want you to be done with it when he's just getting started.
That's the hardest part of being the baby.
Well, let's go watch him. I don't want him to feel like he's missing anything.
Atta girl.
Ah, yeah, there they are, down in the end.
Good catch, Timmy. Now back up two more giant steps and toss the egg to me when they blow the whistle.
Okay, Haley.
One, two.
Hey, how big are giant steps?
You're fine. Hurry up. The whistle blew.
Here it comes. Oh, good job.
Oh, hey, yeah, nice toss, Timmy.
Did you see me throw the egg? I didn't get any on Haley.
That's great, Timmy. Keep it up.
Don't keep your eye on the egg, Timmy!
Are you... Heads up, Tim!
Timmy, look out!
Heads up!
Oh.
Oh. Oh,
boy. Okay, Marky, you gotta pay attention or our strategy is not gonna work.
How about this idea? Let's just get to the finish line first.
Brilliant, but seriously, this is the plan. First off, we're strapped together, so we can't just run like we normally do. Second, you have to keep your...
Just keep up with me and we'll do fine.
Hey, I thought you were all for our strategy. What's the deal?
I just want to win. Maya and her sister were over there practicing before, and I'm a little worried.
Don't think that I want to lose to the Richters any more than you do. I have to put up with Tiffany's bragging every day at the junior high. Plus, I really want those tickets, so work with me and listen to my plan.
How about this plan? Let's just get there first.
I don't know why you bother competing every year. You know that Tiff and I are gonna win.
Not this year, Maya. Justin, has a strategy.
So now you want to use my idea.
A strategy? It's a three-legged race, not a game of chess.
He's really good at that, too. And besides, there's a lot of astronomical things and other physiometry stuff that you need to know for a three-legged race.
All right.
No, Mikey's, he's got a point. Physiometry is especially important when the legs are attached in a race such as this.
Whatever. I just hope you don't cry when you come in second. See you at the starting line.
Tiffany, wait up!
We have to beat them. Good thing I thought up that strategy real quick, huh?
Mikey, physiometry? That isn't even a word. You could have at least given me something to work with.
She caught me off guard, but you were good.
Thank you. Really, though, all we have to do is count up the steps so we can run together.
Sounds easy enough.
Okay, it's just a 1-2 count, starting with our inside legs, like this. 1-2, 1-2. Yeah, that's it.
All those participating in the three-legged race, please report to the starting line. Three-legged race to the starting line.
Let's go, Justin! What? Whoa!
1-2. You forgot the 1-2.
Sorry. Good thing we practiced so close to the start, though. Hey?
Haha. Great start, guys. You've got us shaking in our boots.
This is why we need to work together.
I know. 1-2, 1-2.
The race will begin when I blow this whistle. Everyone ready? All right, then. On your mark. Get set.
Go!
1-2, 1-2.
I can't believe it's working. This is great, Justin.
See you at the finish line.
Justin, they're gonna win. We have to go faster.
Keep counting.
But we're almost there. Run, Justin.
Mikey, I can't run that fast. Ouch, you're on my leg.
And the winners of the three-legged race and two tickets to the Science Museum, Maya and Tiffany Richter! All right!
Mikey...
I know. 1-2, don't even say it.
Here's your hot dog, Michael.
Thanks, Dad. I was starved.
Another one?
Wait. What do you mean, another one?
I just bought Michael a hot dog.
You did? Michael?
What? I was so hungry. Did they have any more ice over there, Dad? My ankle still hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to ask.
That's okay. Justin, let me have another look at that.
Sorry about that fall, Justin.
It's okay.
And I'm really sorry about those science tickets. You forgive me?
Yeah. Maybe you should invest your allowance in a ticket so you can make it up to me.
Oh, wait. You're serious.
No, no. I forgive you. No strings attached.
Well, Justin, looks like the swelling's already gone down.
Yahoo! Then we can still be in the tug of war.
No, we can't, Timmy.
Yahoo! Justin can walk again. Let's get over there.
But Brooke isn't here.
Where'd she go? I thought she was right here to stay.
Well, she went over to the lake to save us all seats for the fireworks tonight, sweetie.
Well, okay. Who's going to be in the tug of war?
Nobody.
Oh, what do you mean nobody? I've been practicing up.
Coach Steven said that all family members had to play or else you can't compete.
Oh, I see. Well, Timmy, I mean, we've had a pretty busy day already.
Yeah, and I can't survive another event. I was lucky to make it through this one.
I said I was sorry.
You know, you get a lot more out of the fireworks if you actually watch them, Brooke.
I just don't see Becca anywhere. Do you think we should move to a more visible spot?
We already left your whole family to find this spot. Let's just stay in one place.
You're right. I just really thought she was gonna make it this time.
She's probably just running late. Whoa, look at that. Mr. Richter must have laid out a whole lot of money for this, eh? Hey, Brooke.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Why are you so spaced out?
I just can't figure out what Becca sees in Caleb Richter and his cronies.
I think she's coming around, though, bro. Just give her some time.
I know. Hey!
What?
Looks like we'll have to give her even more time.
Huh?
Your sister. She's over there by the Richter's blanket. I don't think she'll be joining us tonight.
Well, maybe she just doesn't see us.
Maybe she isn't looking. Let's go back to my family.
Tastes great, hon. Oh, no wonder it got first prize.
At least we won something today.
Way to come through for the Morrison name, dear.
I do what I can.
What a perfect day.
It has been pretty good overall. The festival, the fireworks, the food.
The falling.
Mommy, can I have another piece of cobbler?
Oh, you guys have had enough junk food for one day.
But it's not for me.
Yeah, right, Timmy. Trust me. Mom won't fall for that old trick.
No, really. I want to bring Brooke a piece.
Well, now, that's a different story.
Man, I gotta try that one.
I tried calling Becca, but she wasn't home.
She might still show.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh. Hello? Oh, hey, Dad. Yeah, I can help. Okay, I'll be there in a few minutes.
You have to go back to the store?
Yeah. I better go get some of that award-winning cobbler before I go, though. Do you want a piece?
No, thanks.
Hey there, Timmy. Did you leave me any cobbler?
Yeah. Here, Brooke. I brought you a piece.
Thanks, Timmy.
I'm sorry I was mad at you before.
You were mad at me?
Yeah, but it's okay.
Well, good. Can I ask what I did to make you mad?
I just missed you today.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't there for you much today, Squirt. You know I love you, though, right?
Yeah, I know. And I love you, too, no matter what.
Finally, a chance to sit. Oh, is this Luke's cell phone?
Oh, no. Yeah, he must have left it here when he got the cobbler.
Well, you can give it to him tomorrow. Oh, thanks for doing the dishes, by the way.
No problem. Everyone in bed already?
Even your dad. Just passed out. Timmy hardly made it through his bath.
I guess it was a pretty big day, huh?
Especially for Timmy.
So, did you put him up to it?
Up to what?
He brought me dessert and actually apologized for being mad at me.
Oh, what a doll. I knew he brought you dessert, but I didn't know about the apology. You know, he's just heard so many fun stories about this festival and the family field day. I don't think it went quite as he expected it to.
I know. I gotta remember that next time.
Yeah. So, how are you doing tonight?
Me?
Yes, you. You never did get a hold of Becca, did you?
No. And I know I can't give up on her. But she's making it pretty hard. She doesn't even like most of the kids she hangs around, Mom. They're just popular.
Becca's been through an awful lot these past 3 years.
I know. I don't know what I'd be like if you ever left us. I just wish she'd stop avoiding me.
None of us likes to be reminded of what we don't have.
What do you mean?
Well, the two of us spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
I'm sure Becca sees it. You've just got to keep loving her, Brooke. All right, I've got to get up to bed. Could you make sure that the doors are all locked before you go up?
Yeah.
Night, sweetie.
Huh? Oh, the cell phone. Hello? Luke's phone? Becca? Bex, is that you? Yeah, he left his phone here. Well, where are you? No, it's okay. Just stay where you are. My mom and I can be there in 10 minutes. Mom!
This house looks empty, Brooke. Are you sure it's the right place?
Definitely.
Oh, there she is.
Thanks for coming to get me so fast. I know it's kind of late.
It's no problem, Becca. We're glad you called.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Where is everyone, Becca? How come the house looks empty?
They all left. I was supposed to sleep at Tina's, but I just didn't want to go with everyone.
Where were they going, Becca?
Down by the lake, way behind Grace Andrews.
Were they drinking?
They were starting to, and I didn't want to be with them.
You did the right thing.
They just left you here?
Yeah, some friends, hey? Brookie, I'm sorry I didn't show up at the fireworks. And I never would have called you to bail me out on purpose. I thought I was calling Luke.
Never say that again, Rebecca Taylor. Don't you see that I'd help you no matter what?
I thought you'd be mad because I ditched you.
I'm getting used to that. I'm kidding. But even if I was mad, I still would have come to get you.
I know.
Becca, honey, I had Mr. Morrison call your dad at the store and tell him you'd be staying with us since it's so late. Is that all right?
Sure. If you're sure that's okay and everything.
When are you gonna get it? We love you, Becca. So knock it off with the pushing us away thing.
Well, I don't have any stuff.
Like that's ever stopped you before.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that half of my things end up in your closet.
Oh, whatever.
You always take my stuff.
Now that's what friends are for. Have you ever gone through something like this? Maybe you're having a hard time showing love to a friend right now. If so, we have some great resources that we'd love to send you. Or you can drop us a line to just say hi or let us know what you think about the program. Just email us at gilead@cbhministries.org or write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. And when you contact us, be sure to include the call letters of the station you listen to. No Strings Attached was a production of CBH Ministries and was co-written and directed by Beth Klima and Leah Peter. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Lee Nordine, with music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next week. Down Gilead Lane.